800-259-5791. We're kicking off hour number one of the Friday Night Edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there for you. Broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So, as always, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, but it is the show about your calls. So, when we start a show and there's calls on the line, we go to them. Starting with Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Alexander.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm here in Gainesville studying, and also...
I'm sorry, man. The Rock is still playing in the background. There we go.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Born off in training tonight. Yeah.
No, go ahead, man. You're in Gainesville. All right.
Yeah, I'm at the University of Florida. We're trying to kick up, you know, Libertarian Party activism at work to see if we can counteract Republican-Democratic bias here at the university.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty much doing pretty good with that. And, I basically, like, want to talk about, like, because I've heard you guys debating over, like, anarchist law and anarchist, like, defense over, you know, the radio. And I've heard Manwich bashing on it a lot and on anarchist law, saying, like, that's almost impossible to happen. And, like, I'm here to say, like, that I think it's completely possible and it makes complete sense.
Well, having spent a little time in Gainesville myself, I'd say I've seen anarchy firsthand, and I got some problems with it.
True.
Now, I'm a libertarian. I believe that we need government for keeping the peace and keeping us protected, and that's about it. But, if you like the anarchist stuff, keep listening. Ian runs the show.
Well, I wanted to hear what he had to say about it. I mean, why do you think it'll work? Because honestly, I'm kind of new to this whole idea.
Yeah, I heard you saying that too. Well, like, basically, well, like, for instance, Manwich brought up a point in which, like, one person would kill another person, and how would you take care of him? What law would justify him on, you know, being killed by someone else? Who would decide who that person gets punished? And how I view it is that, for instance, you would have different defense agencies people would subscribe to, right? And then those defense agencies would go to an arbitrator to decide what would happen to, let's say, customer A from defense agency A kills customer B from defense agency B. How I see it is that an arbitrator would be hired between, you know, company A and company B to decide what should be the punishment of the person who killed the other. And I think, for instance, there would be a market for arbitrators or judges, and over time, what would develop would be a law that's consistent with the region, for instance, because if they go to an arbitrator and the arbitrator says, oh, we should sentence that guy to 2 months in jail, and the people would be like, that's ridiculous. We're not going to do that. We're not going to allow that, because if we allow that and we carry out that sentence, our clientele will drop out because they have less confidence in us. So it's understandable that over time, judges who are more prone to the law of the region are going to be hired more often because the people or the clientele of the defense agency won't opt out thinking the defense agency is corrupt.
So what you're saying, as I understand it, is that with competing private law, people would get would be more likely to get the laws and the judgments and that sort of thing that they are actually demanding, as opposed to the one-size-fits-all government laws that they currently get today.
Correct, and oftentimes that government one-size-fit-all law doesn't run with how some people view it in one region. For instance, maybe New Hampshire, we view it as, you know, marijuana being good, and then in California, people think it's bad. But the whole thing of anarchist law is that if you don't feel comfortable in one region, no one's going to demand you from staying in that region or not. So California could just say, hey, I want to smoke weed, so they'll go off to New Hampshire where the people are advocates of it or accepting of it, mm-hmm. you know. that being an anarchist region.
Which I think, regardless of whether or not we get to private law or not, and it obviously will take a long time to do something like that, I'm a huge fan of people voting with their feet and people going and getting together with others of like mind, whether it be the Mormons in Utah, the socialists in California, or the freedom lovers going to New Hampshire. I really
think that's
the future of America, is to get interest groups, people that believe the same way, at least, to move closer to one another, because we can't all get along. It seems obvious to me it's been a failed experiment, the whole trying to mix together with people of different mindsets.
Very true, and I think that's what's most important about the Free State Project, and that's why I support it so highly, because I think it's a great idea to bring together libertarians of all, anarchists, minarchists, but we share at least a core common goal. And I think the best way to reach that goal is through the, FSP, and I think that's a really good idea.
Alexander, are you having any luck recruiting there for the Free State Project in Gainesville?
Yeah, not so much for Free State Project, just for the libertarian thing I've been going on. But yeah, I've been looking at the FSP, and I've been trying to show all the libertarians that I know about the Free State Project, and just trying to get the word out of the Free State Project. And like, I'm still in college, and I'll probably go to graduate school. I'm studying economics. But as far as I see it, I want to go to New Hampshire, and it seems like a very good prospect for the future.
Good deal, man. Well, we're excited to have you involved, and thanks for your time tonight. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's nice to have, young people who are in college that sound so excited about being out there and promoting liberty and promoting the Free State Project, and it's great. It's encouraging.
It is.
Let's continue here. Let's go to George. We got calls all over the place. George in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, basically, how with the Super Bowl coming up, a lot of people are placing bets and stuff on who's going to win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always do that stuff, sure.
Well, in Fairfax County, Virginia here, you do that, it can get you killed by police.
What are you talking about?
Well, basically, this guy, an optometrist here named Salvatore Cluzzi, he was doing a betting pool, and the cops were pretty much, staking him out for a while now.
Really?
And basically, Fairfax County Police policy states that every search warrant has to be accompanied by a SWAT team. And basically, once the SWAT team showed up, this was after they already had the guy on his knees and were about to cuff him, when the SWAT team jumped out, one of the officers accidentally shot him and killed him.
Wow.
Yeah.
He wasn't going for a weapon or anything like that. It was just an accident, huh?
Exactly.
The guy's a doctor?
No, he's an optometrist, our eyes or
right.
Stuff like that.
Wow. So all for taking bets on a football game.
Yep. That's it.
Totally voluntary activity on the part of all of the people involved. The Super Bowl is, what, the biggest bet-on game of the entire year? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
Even children and grandparents bet with one another on the Super Bowl.
Hey, I won a PlayStation 2 when Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl a couple years back, so I do it too. Got about $20 on the Steelers right now.
What's happened to the cop that shot this guy? I mean, was he given a little slap on the hand and said, don't do that again?
Basically, yeah, they won't even name him here. That's no surprise.
Really?
Like I said, they had the guns pointed at him and all that, and then all of a sudden the SWAT jumped in. According to them, and what they say was,
how many bookies are gonna run for a cache of guns as the cops are raiding their house? These don't seem to be violent types of individuals. I mean, they're just taking bets. They've got a little log book with names and phone numbers and how much people bet and who they bet on. It's not like they're going to have to defend that with their lives. I don't understand.
And saying that your own SWAT team startled you is an excuse to shoot the guy?
Well, unbelievable. George, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-5791. Coffee in Illinois is on the line. Manuel is on as well. Ladies, if you call in, we put you to the front of the line. This is your show, 800-259-5791. Also coming up, Johnson, you've got some really interesting, a very interesting study about Republicans and Democrats and how they think.
Yep.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp. freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there, and it's all free, including the archives. We've got months worth of the show. We give them all away right there on the front page of the website. Just go download them. They're on the house. You don't have to jump through any hoops, log into anything, pay a membership fee, or anything like that. freetalklive.com, the place to go for that. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Coffee in Illinois. Coffee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Good day, guys.
Hey, Coffee.
Good day.
Why do I think that's funny? I don't know.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, last night, your show, Manwich was talking about religion. I don't know what it is about him talking about religion. It makes me want to yell, interloper, you know?
Well, It's pretty true. It's pretty close to the what's true.
Right. Right. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a personal problem.
Go for it, man.
Have I got time?
Yeah, it's just the we got a new board op training at the network tonight, and apparently fading the music's kind of new.
Right.
So don't
cool.
let that throw you off. Go ahead.
No, that's cool. They're partying over there. It's fine.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Yeah.
So what's the personal problem, Colin?
Well,
go ahead.
The personal problem is, of course, it's been a few years ago now that I separated myself from the U.S. government and just became an American. Okay. I did that by canceling my Social Security number and doing away with all the documents that would tie me to the U.S. government.
You become an American sovereign, if you will.
Right, exactly. Yes. So. And I did that. I wasn't trying to be cool or anything like that. It's because I found that to be the only choice I had. Because once you find out the truth, if you don't follow the true path, you're just denying yourself.
When you say you find out the truth, you mean the truth that the government's just a group of scam artists and thugs and that they just want to control your life?
You are so much more diplomatic than I would ever be. We're being shagged. That's
yeah.
about it. But,
and how you could go, possibly go on living with yourself, supporting a group of scam artists and thugs
right,
like that.
Right, and I haven't. And I think it's been like 3.5 years now.
Okay.
No, it's been almost 4 years now. But the downside to that is when you separate yourself from the mainstream, you don't enjoy the privileges. And unless you've got a silver spoon in your mouth, you are poor. I mean, poor.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to get a job without giving out a Social Security number, for
right.
instance, or a bank account or yeah. a home loan or
right.
whatever.
And I haven't had one. I haven't had a job. I've just been, you know, kind of hand-to-mouth, and when I could sell some of my art, I would make my mortgage payment, which is cool. But I've got a wife, I've got two kids, and I got a lot of obligations. And now one of my friends here in town is very affluent. I'm not going to go into what he does, but
mm-hmm.
he's in a position of high visibility and respect. I've been teasing him over the years with my knowledge of alternative energy. Let me just leave it at that. I want to speak in generality so that I don't expose anybody and, you know, turn
okay.
my backside up. But he's now expressed an interest in starting a business. He and I and one other fellow he's brought in. Now, the trouble is those two are U.S. citizens, and the upside to it is I stand a chance of making a lot of money.
Right.
The downside is, and believe me, I'm hungry. I'm real hungry. The downside is I'm really painting a target on myself if I do that.
How so?
Well, because I have not paid the unconstitutional taxes in so many years. I don't worry about licensure because the government doesn't own me, so I don't ask them for permission for everything I do.
Right. I agree with that.
Going into business with two U.S. citizens means going to get a license, probably going to get grants from the U.S. government, thanks to the taxpayer.
You can't just be like behind the scenes somehow involved without actually being, you know, the man with the name on the paper, with the guy on the dotted line.
I could, but I kind of don't want to come to the business being the stepchild.
Right, I see.
You know, I'm an equal partner. That's the way I'm coming in. And if I have to say, well, I'm sorry, I have to work for cash, and you know, I really don't want my name mentioned in the papers. You know, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
It's kind of ugly.
So your issue is, do you go with this opportunity and sacrifice a bit of principle in the hopes that you'll have a reward in the long run, or
right.
do you stick with principles and stay poor?
So do I want to follow and do I want to lead in hell or follow in heaven, sort of a thing?
You know, if I could take a kind of a moral issue on it, I guess what I could say is, you know, if you're talking about, you know. Obviously, you're talking about alternative energy, so if you're talking about an alternative energy that you really think is going to succeed, if it succeeds well enough, then the damage that you would do to our current government system's
control
monetary base, you know, is based, you know, our entire federal government is currently based entirely in oil. If you were successful in bringing about a new form of alternative energy, no matter what amount of money you currently owe the government, you will take that away from them in your new form of alternative energy.
And I agree with that in theory only, because it's struck me over the last few years of studying on what the government does is they no longer ask us for our money. They just go borrow it and charge us for it.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
So
and they
really,
some more of it.
We're really not hurting them any.
It seems like you got a tough. It seems like you got a tough choice here, Coffee. I can't tell you what to do.
Well, it would have been easier if I had called up and said my ex-girlfriend was in a porn movie. You know?
Yeah, I mean that's exactly.
Right.
I don't know, man. What do you think? I mean, as a guy who's been outside of the system for 3.5 years, he's got a chance to come back in and make a big bank, you know, bankroll quite a bit. I mean, what do you think the odds are of your success? Does it seem like a pretty risky situation?
Oh no, it's 100%.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I guess my big question here is now you want to go in as a partner, so therefore you're going to have your name on contracts and that kind of thing. So the company would be liable to some extent for your political beliefs. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
That is correct. Well, I'm only going to be on some contracts, though, because I'm uninsurable. I don't have a Social Security number.
Right, but my question is the company's going to pay its taxes?
Well, wait. Let's be clear. You still have a Social Security number. You still have one. You don't have a Social Security card. You still have a Social Security number.
Well, that's, I have a legal basis to stand on in that I have canceled it and made that a
matter. Yeah, but if you went down to the Social Security office and asked for a new card, they'd probably hand you one without any issue.
It could very well be, but the fact that I have canceled my Social Security number is a matter of congressional record.
That's interesting.
Because yeah, Coffee's one of these guys that has actually gone through the whatever steps there are of filing paperwork and that sort of
right.
thing. Instead of like me, where I just burned mine in the backyard.
I bet that they have no means of dealing with that at the office. You know what I would do if I were you? I would go down and deal with your taxes, get a copy of your Social Security card, and then if it ever came up where they, you know, do something like that, say, I canceled my Social Security. And just get rid of your Social Security card, burn it at that moment, and say, look, I canceled my Social Security card years ago.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know how one would handle that situation,
it's a legal issue. I don't want to take up more of your time.
No.
It is definitely a legal issue.
If I do use the Social Security number at this point, now that I've canceled it, it constitutes fraud.
I think you're at such a point. You're so outside of the, you know, normal situation that I don't know if it even matters, because chances are, if you were to ever go to court with this, that whatever comes about is probably just going to be made up on the spot by whatever judge is judging the case at that time.
Right, and it won't be based on case law. It'll be based on
making you guilty.
That
right.
judge's creative
right.
writing skills.
Based on sending Coffee to jail. So we're interested, Coffee, in finding out what happens here. I mean, if you could go and you can make 100% and guarantee yourself some serious profits, that could only be helpful for you and for the freedom movement when you take your profits to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. I know that he's a member of the Free State, one of the newer members of the Free State Project.
I know what I'd do in that situation, and it'd be taking the money.
More coming back. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Banwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates for you there if you want to be kept in the loop. If you want to know what's going on with the show, when it happens, well, get on the updates list and we'll shoot you an email whenever there's something fresh to announce. And I would say there's going to be an update going out this weekend at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good one because it's big news for Free Talk Live.
I consider it big news.
Yeah, we can't say much more than that. But if you're on the updates list, you'll know first. Updates.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go. The calls are still rolling in to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, I would just like to say that I think that Manwich is a judicial socialist.
A judicial socialist? What the heck is that?
Well, I'm saying that because he supports taxation for law.
Well, now, Manwich could dodge that by saying that he supports government courts that are self-supporting with user fees.
But, okay, but you're still imposing law against someone who doesn't consent to it.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
So the way I see it, anyone who is not an anarchist must think that either aggression is justified or that government does not employ aggression. That's it.
Well, I think that that you can use force when it hasn't been initiated, when it's been initiated against you, and you can have your proxy, which is the government, to defend you.
Okay, well, that's fine. But what if, for example, if I like being punished, or if I'm a masochist and I don't like freedom?
You're I don't understand.
For example, I like raping or like to be raped, or there's a society that likes these things. Then you're imposing a law that goes against their freedom of self-ownership.
Well, not as far as criminal courts. I mean, I only support people being able to bring charges rather than the government bringing charges itself.
Well, wait. Let's be clear. As libertarians, we absolutely support someone using force on another person, which is rape. That's rape. Being punished for that and being held accountable and responsible for their actions. So if somebody wants to play out that fantasy, if that's their thing and they want to make it a fantasy and they find willing people who are willing,
like the cannibal,
but play it out, like, yeah, sure, then okay, fine, then go live in that society. But
okay, well, I'm just saying that how would government services be paid for under Manwich view?
As often as possible by fees, user fees.
All right. So, do you support individual secession then?
Individual, a person seceding?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. As long as they don't participate in society as a whole. I mean, if you want to buy 100 acres in Montana and live there without ever coming off, you'll essentially have seceded. You certainly won't be under the subject of any laws that I can think of.
All right. So, what's the problem with that?
No problem. There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Manuel. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791.
You come off that 100 acres now. It's a whole different story.
You know, I'm with you, man, which on changing the government court system. The government court system could use a huge overhaul, no doubt about that. But the user fees would be pretty expensive, don't you think?
Hugely expensive. No, there was no taxes regularly being published.
Not just if there was no taxes. I mean, yes, obviously the court system.
You got to pay the lawyers, the judges, the jury.
And you got to pay the costs of the courtrooms and the other bureaucrats that are involved. So the
user fees
would be quite expensive.
Streamlined to some extent, too. I mean, the clerk.
Why? There's still a monopoly.
The clerk of the circuit court, I mean, that's something that could be handled by, a computer system. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really...
Yeah, but you're asking the government to do these things. I mean, when it seems simple to you to say, well, you can handle that with a computer system.
Well,
but when you
also...
hand that over to the government and say, okay, change the clerk of court office into a computer system, then they say, well, that's going to take 5 task forces, 15 years of research, 20 years of implementation. I mean, the FBI tried to change their computer system, and they spent $170 million before they realized they just couldn't get it right.
Agreed. The government has a difficult time with change, but once it's in a more libertarian world, then companies will see the opportunity to use arbitration more often, mm-hmm. Just like you see with the credit card companies, as
right.
you've made that example. They'll use the federal and the local courts less often.
Well, good.
And
then in that case, what you're saying is so people will naturally gravitate towards competing courts as opposed to the government monopoly court.
I think they naturally do now. It's just started.
You're just saying they're going to do more of it in the future.
And with, efficiency that's going to be going on in a libertarian system, the government will be forced into more efficiency because people will see that on a regular basis.
Do you think it would be possible to start replacing government law with private law just on a kind of a continual basis to
yes.
where people are notice that, gosh, we're getting better justice from these private courts. Why don't we start having interlocking agreements between private property owners and insurance companies? And to where if you break the agreement, then you're subject to the arbitration courts, not the government courts.
We do see that. There is a trend towards that. The problem is that the government is trending towards getting its fingers in as many things as it possibly can. And
right.
what we have to do is stop the growth of government and start regression of the growth of government. And then you'll see these other things.
I agree with that. Now, one of the things that we have to do in order to stop the growth of government is to somehow reach out to these Republicans and Democrats that just keep voting party line. They think that their party's the best party. Johnson, you've got some really interesting details on that, but we've got to go to Walt first. Walt in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Walt.
Walt!
Listening on KCXL.
Where are you, buddy?
Walt, report for duty.
Hello.
Hey, Walt.
There we go.
All right.
I guess you guys didn't flip the switch.
Not my fault. Go ahead.
Hey, I do that sometimes. Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I just want to say and follow up to what I was saying last night. I know that there's a lot of guys out there who've served our country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Veterans. We got especially these special forces guys. You know, you jarheads out there, come on, get off your duff. Rangers, Green Beret, what's the matter, guys? You know you followed illegal orders. That's why I'm so mad.
Do you think, you're kind of rehashing. Well, hang on, man. You're kind of rehashing what you said last night. We can't let you call and just keep saying the same things over and over again.
What
I want to ask you, Walt, is do you think that you're going to have some effect on former Marines and former military people by getting on the airwaves and just trying to verbally berate them? Do you think that's going
to... I'm not trying to verbally berate them. I'm trying to remind them that you guys followed the legal orders. I know I did.
Right.
That's why I'm so mad. In other words, you used me. You used me. And I am really upset about that.
That's true. They took
advantage. In other words, that's right. You lied to me. You lied to my country. Or myself and Ronnie would have never signed up, and Ronnie came home in a box.
That's right. You were taken advantage of, and they used you.
Congress didn't declare war. It was just okay to go to war. Now, wait a minute. There's something wrong with that. You know, they're the only ones that can declare war.
And that hasn't been done since World War II, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. All of this garbage is illegal, you know.
But yet the troops continue to follow orders. The troops continue to take bad orders. And yet everybody back here just sort of closes their eyes to it, if they're even aware of it, and they just go, rah-rah, support the troops.
We've got, and you know what gets me is I hear these neocons on here on the radio talking about how can you be against the war and say you support the troops. Well, I'll give you a good example. When you put the uniform on, you have become my brother, whether you know it or not, whether we know each other or not.
20 seconds.
And the bottom line is, I don't know how I can say it. I support you. If you're a drug dealer, I don't support you, what you're doing, but I still support the fact you put the uniform on. I want everything good for you.
Thanks for the call. Well, you want them to do the right thing. You want them to follow the Constitution, which unfortunately they're just following orders, not the Constitution. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markaitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with thousands of posts. I think about 80,000 posts now that you can surf around through. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You can find it there. And over 1,100 people interacting, all free, at freetalklive.com. All right, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791, to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I was kind of responding to Alexander's call earlier about college libertarian groups.
Yes, sir.
And I was wanting to try to give some tips to any college kids listening about starting a group, at a libertarian group at their college.
That sounds like a good idea, because I know that Alexander is somebody who had just started a libertarian group. Mm-hmm. Apparently him and his friend noticed that there was a libertarian club at the college at one time, and it was totally defunct, so they went ahead and started it up again. So is this something you have experience with?
That's sort of how it is at my school, too. It's just it was out of... it's just kind of been expired for a while, so I'm just trying to start it up again.
I think that's really sad. I don't understand...
Yeah.
Why it would be that it would be that way, for instance. I mean, if you start your own libertarian group and you have to graduate at some point, there should be somebody that you've groomed that you can pass it down, you know, you can pass the group down to.
Yeah.
just you know, really sad that things like that die out. So what do you got planned? What is your strategy?
Well, originally when I started the year, there is this network, which is basically like a MySpace for college kids called Facebook. Well, anyway, there's a selection on everybody's profiles. You can select your political views, and they have a choice for libertarian. So if you go to someone's profile and you click on libertarian, it'll show all the people in your college that are who have listed as themselves as libertarians.
Oh, wow, that's pretty handy.
Now, how many have you contacted any of them and found out that they don't even know what libertarian means?
Yeah, well, most of the people who listed know what it means, and I'm sure there's a few people who don't really. But well, what I did was you can start your own groups and stuff on there. So I started just a libertarian group. Well, I went through and found all the libertarians and just single-handedly invited them into this group. And now it's about over 50 people.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Hopefully you've told them all about Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I actually mentioned it.
Okay, good.
I linked it and everything, so.
Good deal. So you got 50 people. This is on the internet group.
Yes.
The question is, have you guys actually gotten to doing any real feet-on-the-ground activism yet?
Yeah, that's what I tried to start this year, this semester. I started up I haven't really got anything yet. I need to get it chartered and write a constitution and everything for the group. But I'm just holding some informal meetings, trying to get messages to everybody online, like see who's interested.
How many people do you have showing up to your meetings out of the 50?
We've just had a couple informal meetings. And just for informal meetings, we have 8 people total.
That's pretty good.
So
that's more. I think that's about as many, if not more, people than attend the regular Libertarian Party meetings here in the area that we do the show from.
Yeah, and the College Republican group at college is only like 14, so it's
nice.
Pretty... So we're almost like halfway there.
Now, I didn't go to a 4-year college. I went to the community college, and that was enough for me. But don't they normally have like some sort of a common area where you can just go and set up a table and just do outreach to people at the college?
That's where we've been kind of meeting, and we're running with the idea of setting up a world's smallest political quiz booth.
Absolutely.
That's a good place to start.
Absolutely. That's a great way to get new recruits.
Check out theadvocates.org.
And, you know, bring some literature to pass out and, you know, a few copies of Libertarianism in One Lesson.
Yeah.
And you can even sell those, and you'll have some luck that way.
You mentioned theadvocates.org, Johnson. We're actually going to be having, I think, Sharon Harris, the president of the Advocates, coming on the show probably in this next coming month.
Excellent. So. Excellent. Mark, I just want to ask you a real quick question before we go here. Are you calling us from a spaceship?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead, everyone. Friday.
Fair enough. Well,
yeah, keep us up to date on how your group is growing and some of the things that you guys do, because I know you're going to have some you're going to have some good times, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
That phone was horrible.
1-800-259-5791. Let's go to Adam in Oregon. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What are you guys doing? Do you guys understand what you're doing to our future?
Well,
your weak, limp-wristed pacifism, you're just going to let people come and trot all over us.
What are you talking about, Adam? Are you listening on the radio? I notice you're listening on a radio station.
Yeah.
What station are you listening to, if I can ask?
1360.
Does it have call letters?
1360 AM, I think it was.
Okay, and are you in Portland? Where are you in Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay, good deal. So you think we're going to ruin what now?
You're going to get us all killed if you guys, well, I don't think I really have to worry about you guys getting anywhere, but you're freaking...
You're serious?
...with attacking people first. You know, if we get attacked, yeah, we can fight back. That's all you're saying, but...
I want you to walk up to the next person you see and punch them in the face and see if that does you any good. And see if they don't hit you back.
Well, if they look like they're going to threaten me like terrorists were...
Really? Really? Are you serious?
Let him go.
Have you ever walked into a neighborhood where people are just walking around threatening? Have you ever been, like, for example, you know, a neighborhood that just where a lot of shady people hang out, and you look, they look at you, and they look like they might hurt you, they might attack you? Have you ever just walked up to one of them and just punched them in the face and seen what happens?
To preempt them, you
just
mean.
To preempt them, because they might hurt you.
Well...
Do it!
That's bull.
I mean, no, it's the same thing.
Like
it's the same analogy.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Let him go.
You can't just sit by and let these people just run over you.
Now, which people are running over us?
Imminent threat of somebody coming at you. You've got to go after them.
Which people
yourself,
are running over
you guys
us?
With your pacifistic little things and your "ooh, we won't initiate force against anyone." It's just a bunch of bull.
No, Adam, I've got more guns at home than you do. Believe me. What people are running over us?
Adam, if you can't answer the questions. I mean, we're gonna...
Well, the terrorists. The
okay, I want to give him a chance. Hang on, Adam, because I want to give him a chance to really answer some good questions. 800-259-5791, because it's rare that we have somebody calling in on a Friday night to disagree with us. Hmm. So, Adam, we want you to hang on. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, validated photos, which means they prove in the picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. And you can visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. We need to go back to the phones, though, because we've got Adam on the line, and he disagrees with us. Adam, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Now, you're concerned with us libertarians not wanting to preemptively strike at the terrorists. You're concerned that there's bad people around the world and that we should just jump down their throats and kill them all, correct?
No. In some situations, yeah, you need to be careful about that. But in this particular one, we had to act the way we did. And you guys are supposed to get out life and liberty and all that bull, but you don't give a...
It's not bull, sir. It's not bull. Life and liberty are not bull.
I did that facetiously, but you don't give a bit about the Iraqis or the oppression they were living under. And
we do. That's why we want to get out of that country right now.
What about the rest of the countries in the world where there are people being oppressed? I mean, should we be the world's police force and go and invade in the Congo and all of the other terrible, despotic nations around the world?
Well, that's just ridiculous. You can't
can't go everywhere, but this was one instance where it made sense, and we had
no, it didn't make sense, because they didn't ask for our help. If they had, then it would make sense.
No, it wouldn't make sense even
they
then, Johnson.
Ask for our help. Think they're freaking oppressed by a dictator who's killing them every year by the tens of thousands.
What do you have to say
and
about the...
The general good, better good of the entire world was benefited by us going in there.
What do you have to say about the British intelligence survey that says 80% of Iraqis now want us out and 40% think it's okay to shoot us to get us out?
Those are just slanted polls.
They're not!
Slanted by the British intelligence?
That's government numbers.
It's all how you ask the question.
It's all how you listen to Republican radio. I mean, that's what the Iraqi people want. They want us out of there. They have a civil war they want to fight. We won the little war. We destroyed the Iraqi government. Let's go.
I want to thank you, actually, for calling in, because we have a topic that we're going to talk about coming up that you are a perfect example of. And that is the fact that partisan Republicans and Democrats ignore facts. And whenever a fact comes up that rationally disagrees with what you have to say, you ignore it. It's a psychological fact. People study it. You want to be rewarded by hearing what you want to hear. And you don't want to hear any information that might be outside your paradigm. And I'm sorry, sir, the scientific studies and the polls in Iraq are showing that they want us out. They don't like our presence there.
If you don't want to acknowledge that, then you're denying yourself the truth.
Fine, so some of them might want us out, but
80%!
People are stupid. They don't know what's going to happen if we just leave.
Wait, are we stupid? Should we not have people, other countries in here controlling us?
No, got it.
It's okay for them, but it's not okay for us, because we're a little smarter than they are, sir?
They didn't ask for our help. If they had asked for our help, now, Ian's going to disagree with me.
99% of them
have asked for our help. Initially, now they just want, they think they can control it, but the situation is not in a state yet where they can control it on their own. We just left right now, good majority of them would be dead.
Adam, our time's running out. We want you to call us again sometime. You're a good caller. We want to hear from you again. We'd love to hear from you again. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. I'm sorry. If 99% of Iraqis were polled that said, we want the U.S.
I'm sorry.
To come
under our
here.
Current system, that would be a lot better than what we're doing.
It would still be unconstitutional.
It would be more honorable. It would be one of the more honorable ways of war that our country has done in history.
It would be unconstitutional, and there's nothing honorable about taxing people to pay for war.
I agree with you on that. Hour two
coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love